cover-up on extraterrestrial mermaids. The media made a big deal out of a June 27 statement from the National Ocean Service, a division of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration NOAA, that no evidence of aquatic humanoids has ever been found. Pundits and commentators found this statement something between bizarre and hilarious, as opposed to the CDC's No Zombies press push, which was treated as a response to a real issue, and speculation mounted that the statement was meant to refute Animal Planet's program on the existence of mermaids. NOAA refused to confirm whether their aquatic humanoid statement was related to the Animal Planet program. The media failed to report that the mermaid page is actually a history lesson on the mermaids and was placed in the Ocean Facts section of the NOAA's website, part of NOAA's educational content. It was not a press release or an official government announcement. But could it be that this is part of an elaborate government cover-up more than 3,000 years in the making? According to Robert Temple, author of The Serious Mystery, the CIA and other US government agencies have been actively involved in suppressing the truth about the existence of amphibious humanoid extraterrestrials from the Sirius star system since at least the late 1960s when Temple began researching them. So careful has this cover-up been that there is no record whatsoever of any government interest in amphibious humanoid extraterrestrials from the Sirius star system. This NOAA's educational candor page is the first direct proof that the government is actively suppressing any hint of alien merpeople. This conspiracy is exceptionally long-lived. It began in ancient times when the conspiracy destroyed all of the records of Babylon to try to suppress the Babylonian records of the amphibious humanoids, leaving us only a small mention in Eusebius' discussion of earlier Greek historians' discussions of the Babylonian priest Berus's summary of those Babylonian records, quote, "At Babylon there was in these times a great resort of people of various nations, who inhabited Chaldea, and lived in a lawless manner like the beasts of the field. In the first year there appeared, from that part of the Erythraean Sea which borders upon Babylonia, an animal destitute of reason, by name Oan, whose whole body according to the account of Apollodorus was that of a fish, that under the fish's head he had another head, with feet also below, similar to those of a man, subjoined to the fish's tail. His voice too, and language, was articulate and human, and a representation of him is preserved even to this day." Clearly, a buried Myrmidorian dead webpage on a minor subservice of an obscure government agency is exactly the kind of proof we need that the government is covering up the existence of amphibious space aliens in our oceans. Or it would be if you reason like Robert Temple and ancient astronaut theorists. But just as Bruce's description of a conjoined manfish doesn't match Temple's own suggestion of amphibious merpeople, NOAA's mermaid page is just another educational page on a government website. Don't believe me? NOAA also has pages for images of the hybrid manfish. Oops, I wasn't supposed to tell you that.